The musical collective known as Lost in the Trees are our World Cafe guests today. Guided by the vision of Ari Picker, they have been described as a folk orchestra. They recently released their debut called All Alone in an Empty House. The album is a reworking of past material that Ari had recorded before signing to Anti Records. Ari had performed his music in the past with various ensembles, and it is only relatively recently that the band became a steady group. I ask Ari Picker how that has made a difference for him in the music.
We could maybe hire the best hot shots out there, but I think one of the cool things that we have as a group is we all kind of live together and feed off of each other, and maybe there's a spirit there that wouldn't necessarily be there with just some hired guns, you know. So I don't know. We're a do-it-yourself orchestra, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, you guys should play a piece, because Lost in the Trees is not quite the same as when a singer-songwriter comes here and adds a string section. There's something really integral about how this music all fits together, and people should get an example before we talk anymore. What do you want to begin with?
We're going to play the title track off our new album, and it's called All Alone in an Empty House.
Spent my whole life on you, and I built you this gorgeous house to put up with your bitched mouth. And I've thrown all my dreams right out, and I'm so selfless here. I'm so selfless here. There's a cloud in my head. I'm so selfless here. And what do you want from me? I've buried my own babies, and I live all alone in this empty house. And I've thrown all my dreams right out, and I'm so lonely here. I'm so lonely here. So tend the garden, and build the stone wall. What are you hiding? What are you hiding? Something
the World Cafe today. That is the title track and how the Lost in the Trees album, All Alone in an Empty House, begins. And we're getting a live performance today from the band, the ensemble, spread around our World Cafe studios. That's absolutely beautiful, Ari. That's such a great song.
Did that work out all right?
Oh, my God. It's... If one spends some time listening to the lyrics of that, it is a really brave and intimate song. From what I understand, kind of a catharsis for you to write that. It's about your growing up?
Yeah. I mean, I dedicated each verse to give my parents a dialogue for each other. And that conversation necessarily didn't take place, but all the themes are certainly biographical and... So I don't know, trying to get my parents to talk to each other my whole life was a very difficult thing, so I just wrote a song about it.
And being the third part of the conversation got them to talk within your song. How did they react to that?
I think they both reacted poorly and very well at different times.
When your parents heard that, did they react to your characterization of each of them or of the other?
I guess to have such a personal experience kind of be put on put in the spotlight is a tough thing. So there were some heated phone calls, I guess, and a lot of kind of... I guess the point of it was to kind of take the whole situation and put it on an objective plane, you know, through art, and to be able to look at it objectively and to learn something from it, because you can get so kind of trapped in your own world. So I think that can be a painful thing and also a healing thing. And I think they experienced a little bit of both of those.
Well, Ari, did you learn a little bit about objectivity and that you were putting out your view of it too as well, which was...
It's certainly from my point of view. And I mean, all that stuff happened when I was, 2 years old or 3 years old. So I guess my remembrance, is that a word? My memory of it is a bit surreal and abstract, but also tinged with an extreme emotion that I wanted to get across in the song. So, it's certainly...
Well, you definitely managed that. It's okay. Very, very emotional song. Now, this album that has come out on Anti is... actually a re-recording of a shorter version of it that you did yourself before? Is that the right way to describe it?
I mean, this project has kind of been a bedroom project in the sense that I just have, a little recording rig in my bedroom and write songs and record them. So that's how it started. And then when Anti got involved, we wanted to expand on the album, mostly because it had been created in the studio. And then when we started touring, the songs developed and became more confident. So we wanted to represent that on the version that you're holding right now.
Now, is it unusual for a... you were a composition major at Berkeley?
I studied film scoring at Berkeley. I'm not quite done yet, but...
Oh, you're not... Oh, this is...
I've got another semester.
This is a between-semesters project for you.
Yeah.
Is it unusual for people in that end of Berkeley to have other projects like this or related projects there?
I think a lot of the students have projects. I don't know. I was doing them both simultaneously together at the same time. So it was interesting to kind of manage my time. So for instance, like the classical sketches that are on the record, I turned in as homework assignments.
Oh, that's funny.
And stuff like that. I think a lot of kids there are doing their own thing.
So wait a minute. You still have something to go. Are you going to go back to school?
I am. I love school. I think it's really important in my life anyway. So definitely going to go back. I don't know if I'll finish. I'm going to finish a film scoring degree, but I don't know if film scoring is what I'm interested in anymore, which is weird because I was so certain. I started school 5 years after high school, and I was like, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to know what I want to do, and I'm not going to waste my money. But... going to LA and doing film scoring sounds like a horrible idea for me right now. So.
Have you done any of that at all? Have you scored any
I've done
visuals?
A lot of, a lot of student films, and I've done a full feature film, just kind of indie stuff, and I mean, if somebody really likes what I do and wants to put that in their film, I'll probably do it, but I'm not interested in regurgitating a whole bunch of stuff. So, but yeah, school.
And but moving back home to North Carolina actually gave you a lot more time, I guess, and space to do all this.
Yeah. So. I mean, the last semester I was there, it was 13-week or 14-week semester, and I spent 3.5 of those on tour.
Well, Lost in the Trees are our guests today. And what is this piece?
The song is called Garden and / Church Music. So this will be the song that we kind of go right into the next piece. And I guess I wanted to put together some of the more modern harmonies that I learned later in school together with some of the more traditional classical harmonies that were at the beginning of the program. So maybe, hopefully that comes across.
Your mouth comes weeds, and my, how the wind will turn the forest gray. It's so peaceful here, it's where I think I'll stay. And as you walk away, I hear you sing now. You're on your own,
the peace our garden brings. two pieces played together from our guest today on the Cafe Lost in the Trees. That is garden and church music. Yeah. Church music from the harmonies used, or
yeah, just the kind of the voice leading and kind of the I don't know, for we are working on our next record, and I guess some of the musical themes are kind of, you know, the power of music that you might hear at church, and then also the power of folk music, and maybe kind of delving into some of the Stravinsky Rite of Spring pagan Russian music influence or something like that. And like, if there was a battle and they like converged, what would it be like? So yeah, it's a musical theme, but I guess we'll talk about it next time.
who are your favorite composers?
Is that
an easy question? I don't know.
I guess there's so many of them. I mean, I just started listening to classical music about 5 years ago, so it's such a big world. But like I said, we started off from the beginning, so, you know, Bach and Vivaldi and, I guess, Gabrielli and the Baroque composers, all the way up to, you know, Bartok and Stravinsky and everything in between. They've all written something genius, and that's why we remember them, I guess.
Thank you so much for bringing everybody in. It's just great.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on this. Just beautiful, beautiful work.